associate publisher of Buffalo Healthy Living magazine. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, approximately 800,000 children suffer from bronchiolitis each year. Similar to bronchitis, bronchiolitis is an infection of the small tubes inside the lungs caused by a virus that generally affects young children during autumn and winter months. In adults, this infection isn't generally serious, but in children, it can be dangerous, especially if the virus does not clear quickly. Symptoms include wheezing or breathing harder in order to compensate, a cough that may be dry or produce mucus, rapid breathing or difficulty breathing, fatigue, and fever. Nasal flaring in infants may be another sign. The best way to prevent bronchiolitis is to reduce the spread of cold viruses through the home with frequent hand washing and cleaning of shared items around the house. This healthy tip is brought to you by the Hamburg Village Pediatrics and Rheumatology. With the highest service and quality, Village Pediatrics has been treating children from birth to 21 years of age for more than 30 years and specializes in difficult diagnoses. Call 716-646-5188 for more information. More information on bronchiolitis can be found in January's issue of Buffalo Healthy Living magazine on stands December 28th. Buffalo Healthy Living magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 200,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. I'm your host, Dale Martin, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. Where we are having fun. And I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Morning, Dale.
How are
you? I don't feel as festive this morning as
you do.
You got your red blazer on. I'm like, I'm in gray and black, my standard uniform. So, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We're really kicking off the holiday season this morning.
That's right. That's why I came in red today.
I know. I missed the memo, Dale.
Okay.
I have my festive Starbucks cup.
Where's mine? You know what?
Sorry.
You came in studio with gifts.
Yeah,
but
yours,
I was not included.
Yours is in my bag. I just haven't given it to you yet. So just,
all right, okay.
You can ask Derek and Louie about the gifts. I think Derek got into his.
You have some. We got some.
Hey, guys. I come bearing gifts.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. That's my word for the day. Wonderful, Lauren. A wonderful day. A wonderful staff. Wonderful crew.
Wonderful, Louie.
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
It's game day. We'll see. We got to get the W, and then I'll feel better.
Yes.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, Lauren, who did we have on deck today?
You know what, Dale? I'm going to defer this back to you because typically
Why?
We talk Saturdays before the show. Maybe even Sunday mornings. I get an email from you about who our guest is going to be. And
not this time?
I walked in this morning. Nope. No clue who's going to be here. No clue.
Don't you like
but
it?
But I walked in the studio and I see microphones and a keyboard. And you told me we have some pretty talented musicians in studio with us.
Today is the kickoff of everything holiday with Western New York at Work, and we are so happy to have live in studio with us Katie Ann Grassi and her husband, Jeff Grassi, Mr. DJ himself. Guys, welcome to Western New York at Work.
Thank you so much for having us, Dale.
Thank you so
and
much,
Lauren.
Thank you.
For
thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
We're thrilled.
It's super exciting for me. It's
like
there we go. I know Jeff has his Bills jersey on.
Let's go, Buffalo.
That's right.
You know I had to rock the...
I love it. I don't even have my Bills gear on today. I like really slacked this morning.
So let's talk about, first of all, share with our audience and your listeners, who are you?
My name is Katie Ann, and I'm in the studio with my husband, MC Zill, and we're both music artists. You can go to my website, katieannmusic.com and mczill.com. So we're a husband-wife team. We're both solo artists, but we work together. I'm a producer. I write lots of music. We've released 5 albums total, and we're just music maniacs.
Yes.
And I love it.
And we met, I experienced some of that this past Friday.
Yes, we met Dale at Start With Sleep. It's my friend's sleep boutique on Hurdle.
Soda. I know Soda.
Yes,
yeah.
In fact, yes, you mentioned your name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, she is awesome. She's a Wonder Woman, and she's definitely doing big things. So we hosted a Project Joy cocktail party in her store, and Heather Bellini Photography also sponsored the event. And it's a music event, one of the many Christmas concerts that we're doing this season, all as a charity for Project Joy, which is a benefit to help Roswell Park raise funds for brain cancer research.
What a awesome. Wonderful cause, I should say.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're going to come back to that conversation, but as we always do each and every Sunday, because this is live on ESPN Radio 1520 with Dale and Lauren, let's find out what's happening in the world of sports.
Here with your sports update, I'm Louis DiBiase. It's countdown to kickoff as the Bills get set to take on the AFC East rival Miami Dolphins at New Era Field. Miami at 6-7 is only a game behind the Bills for the final wildcard spot and are coming off an impressive win against the Patriots on Monday Night Football. Jay Cutler threw for 3 touchdowns. The Miami defense forced Brady to throw 2 interceptions. Tyrod Taylor will get the nod at quarterback for the Bills after missing last week's Ice Bowl against the Colts with a patellar tendon contusion suffered against the Patriots. Backup quarterback Nathan Peterman remains in concussion protocol, although WGR 550's Sal Capaccio reports Peterman could still be activated as Taylor's backup. If not, Joe Webb will back up Taylor. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. Pre-game, in-game, and post-game coverage can be found over at our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. More injury news to report. Offensive tackle Cordy Glenn was placed on injured reserve after suffering a foot injury. Glenn started in just 5 of the 13 games this season. A quick look at the playoff picture. The Bills are hanging on to the 6th and final playoff spot in the AFC at 7-6. Both the Ravens and Chargers are right behind Buffalo with seven wins apiece. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Lou DiBiase.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Lou. Welcome back to Western New York at Work. We are in studio this morning. We're going to have a fun show, festive show, and we have Katie Ann Grassi and her husband, Jeff, a.k.a. MC Zill. Now
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What is MC Zill? What's this? How'd you come up with that for your MC name?
It's only a half hour show, but it basically started as a childhood nickname, Hawk. Then it went to like Hockey Balboa, Hawkzilla, Zilla, and then Zill, MC Zill. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Now this is it's a long progression from the name.
Well, he came in with Bill's attire.
Yeah.
At least Bill's colors, I
should Absolutely. Say. Rocking the Zay Jones jersey. People are hating on Zay Jones, and you know what? I'm a lover from the get-go, and he's going to have a good day today, I feel. So.
I think today's going to be a really good football day.
I hope so, yeah.
It's going to be, I could just feel it.
Okay, great.
I'm excited.
Better than our snowy game last week, right?
Yeah. Did you guys go to it?
We weren't there.
No. I was watching comfortable in my warm house, looking out at no snow in the city, and then watching the crazy amounts of snow at the stadium.
Yes.
I was kind of like, oh, it'd be really fun to be there, and had a little bit of FOMO. Then I was like, yeah, no. I don't want to deal with the traffic and the freezing cold snow.
It reminded me of playing football when I was a kid, though.
You played football when you were a kid, too?
Yes, of course. What? What you think? I just, what, wore suits and
yeah, I don't
sports
know.
Jackets?
Thought that's how you were, a businessman from the start.
My brothers probably would say the same thing. But guys, you know, because we have limited time, let's really get into the ambience and the heart of our today's conversation. You guys really are embarking on something that's really a mission that's greater than yourselves. And so can you share with us and our listeners exactly what that mission is?
Thank you, Dale. Well, we are a publishing company. We created a publishing company this year called LK Pro. And also in the summertime, Jeff's father got sick with brain cancer. He went to he's from Utica, came out to Buffalo to go to Roswell Park Cancer Institute. And that's where we discovered he has glioblastoma. It's a very aggressive form of brain cancer, and there's no cure. Only treatment to make him comfortable. So it just was mind-boggling for our family. It was terrible. It was terrible news, and it changed all of us. And Jeff and I.
In what way? When you say it changed us, what do you refer to?
I think sometimes we can take our basic daily lives for granted, right? Or, you know, sometimes we're too busy to make phone calls to family members or to friends. And when cancer strikes any one of our families, you know, it kind of really just, it puts things in perspective, right? And it really, you really kind of get back to the roots of humanity and, you know, and you want to be there for each other.
Yes.
You know, even more than any typical day. And so we, over the last several months, you know, we've tried to uplift not only our family's spirits, but others around, because everybody, almost every single person that we talk to is affected with cancer in one way or another in their families, or they know somebody. So, you know, how do you go through that? And we use music and positivity and the gift of our giving selves to basically just.
So how are you creating that awareness?
Well, Project Joy began with, in the summertime, I started a residency at Roswell Park playing piano in their lobby, and I got so much gratitude from the patients. They appreciated the music so much, and you could tell it really made their day better. I genuinely believe that music is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. It's a positive distraction in people's lives, and it heals. So that's the root of it. Was I started playing there, and then we got to thinking, hey, we can't fix Bob's cancer. That's my father-in-law. We can't take it away from him and cure him. So all we can do is try to make everybody more comfortable, including ourselves, and maybe one day help find a cure. And that was what inspired us to do this Christmas mission, where we're doing all these different Christmas concerts. They're all free. They're all ages. They're at different venues in Buffalo. And all to just raise the spirits of everybody, connect, make that human connection, and empathize with others that have been through cancer. It doesn't have to be just brain cancer. Any cancer.
Any type of, wow, that's incredible.
Right. And then, you know, obviously raising the funds for Roswell Park to help them. And not only are we doing our benefit with the actual Christmas concerts, but we are making a personal artist donation by giving half of all of our merchandise sales to the cause. We created a Project Joy merchandise line, which is this really beautiful treble clef. I'm actually wearing it. This treble clef logo that I sketched.
One.
Yes, we have a goodie bag for you. We created beanies, T-shirts, and Christmas ornaments, all for the Project Joy line. So we're selling those. They're available on our website, and they're available in person if you come to any of our events. And half of the sales will go to the cause as well.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah.
We also have a link and set up directly on the Roswell Park website that you can also make donations straight to the cause.
So you guys have really taken a unfortunate circumstance for your family to try and raise the awareness and give back to, I mean, we're so lucky to have Roswell Park Cancer Institute in our, right in our backyard. It's such an amazing medical institution for those suffering with cancer. You're really trying to just take a terrible situation and turn it into something that can help raise people's spirits and raise money for a great cause.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
And it makes us feel like we're not so helpless in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch somebody that you love just, you know, changing right in front of you, it's terrible.
Well, speaking of making us feel so special, before we take our first break, help us feel special with your voice.
I'm going to do an a cappella for you.
Yes.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. and on every street corner you hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city, ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day.
Buffalo that was Dallas. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
You I always envy anyone yes. who can sing. It's like my really? Dream to be able to sing that well.
Thank you so much. Well, I can teach you.
Oh, I've learned a lot of lessons.
You're listening to Western New York at Work live at ESPN 1520 AM with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Don't go anywhere. We have more great holiday conversation on the other side of this break.
Western New York at Work and its partners with a shared vision would like to share holiday greetings with you.
Hi, I'm Stan Martin, Director of Hope Buffalo, a project of CAI Global. When you want to build meaningful youth and community partnerships, we want you to think of Hope Buffalo. Feel free to contact us at 716-566-2329 or visit our website at www.hopebuffalo.org. On behalf of Hope Buffalo and CAI Global, I'm Stan Martin wishing happy holidays to you and all of your loved ones.
Hi, this is Mark Berlinski. When you want to buy or sell a home, think of Hunt Real Estate. You can contact me at 716-390-9500. On behalf of my family, I would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On behalf of Western New York at Work and partners with a shared vision, happy holidays.
Are you interested in both growing and protecting your business? Accessium Group is the solution for you. Your most trusted IT service provider in Western New York, partnering with business and organizations of all sizes. They assist their clients by offering strategic consulting, IT planning, hosting, custom design servers, and network infrastructure solutions. At Accessium Group, they go the extra mile to handle even your most basic IT and business needs, such as setting up your internal Wi-Fi system, and they provide 24/7 help desk support and managed services. Stop worrying about the complexities of your IT problems and focus on the solution by contacting your most trusted IT service provider in Western New York. That's Accessium Group. Call 568-7990 to schedule an appointment or visit them at accessiumgroup.com.
Happy holidays, Buffalo. This is Soda from Start With Sleep, your best resource for natural sleep solutions. Wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work. I am Lauren Lewis with my co-host Dale Martin. And in studio this morning, we have Katie Ann Grassi and Jeff Grassi, two musicians. And if you were with us before the break, we just had a beautiful, beautiful version of Silver Bells sung by Katie a cappella. And she made me extremely envious because my next life, I'm coming back as a pop star, like a really good singer.
So, I wish I could sing.
I was sitting here like just in awe.
Oh,
so it was beautiful.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for being here this morning. And before the show, we were talking about Project Joy, yes. which is a foundation you started to right. raise money for Roswell Park and those affected with cancer. And you had mentioned some holiday concerts that were coming up. Why don't you just, and you said you have an event today.
I do. Well. Yes, we have an event today at Lord of Life Church in Depew, and that starts at 5 o'clock. It'll be from 5 to 7. I will be performing with my keyboard and singing Christmas carols. There will be a sing-along at the end of the event, so that's going to be a really joyful, beautiful event today. And then tomorrow is our last Christmas caroling event. It is at Spot Coffee in Kenmore from 6 to 8. I'm going to be bringing my class out. I'm a piano and voice teacher.
Awesome.
So a bunch of these kiddos, very talented children, are going to be coming out and helping to lead Christmas carols.
How fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. So I encourage our community, come on out. This is these are both all ages concerts today and tomorrow. And then after that, we're going to be going on our Christmas hiatus, but we're still going to be raising funds for Roswell. We're going to do a Clouds Party, which is a digital event. You can check out my website, katieannmusic.com. We'll do a live feed on the 23rd of December. and I will do some live music then. And then on the 28th at noon, I'm bringing my students to Roswell to actually play for the patients, which is going to be a really unique experience for them. And we're going to turn in all of the money that we raised.
That's excellent. Awesome.
It really is. And speaking of community, we have a caller who's holding. Caller, what's your question or comment?
Oh, no question. Listen, this is Dwayne Cumberland. This is one of Dale's friends from way back when.
We're not friends. Yes, we are. Katie, we're having fun this morning.
Well, see, I got to tell Katie the truth. Katie, yes, Dale was born with a turtleneck sports coat. Don't let him fool you, okay? Always came out, as a businessman. Matter of fact, when he was a kid, Dale asked me one time, he said, what is greed before an indictment? You know what he told me?
What?
Success.
Oh,
I like that.
There you go.
Don't let him fool you.
Okay, I guess we are friends.
He doesn't fool us. Don't worry, Dwayne.
I was going to say, don't you do DC like that.
And success comes in many forms, not just green.
Well, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm calling about with you, Katie, in particular. I think what you guys are doing is a wonderful thing. And the fact that you actually is putting your your money behind your mouth. And so many times people say so many things that they believe in something, but they don't actually act on it. And I think it's a wonderful thing what you guys are doing.
Yes, they truly are.
Thank you very much.
I think it's awesome they're taking their talents and really utilizing it for the good.
Yes, really indeed.
And brightening patients who suffer with cancer, brightening their days and their spirits. Something so simple as music can do, change their mood.
Yeah, and it really does. Like, I'm telling you, playing in Roswell is the best gig ever because it's so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. So this is what I can give back. This is what we can give back to our family to help right now.
And for anyone who wants to support your cause and can make a contribution, what should they do?
Yeah, we would love to get more people to help right now. Anything from a small donation to a large donation would help. So please go to my website, katieannmusic.com/project-joy. And there's a direct link to donate straight to our Roswell. We are on the Team Roswell page. So you can donate directly on there. You can purchase some merchandise from the project line on our website as well. We've really got some sharp looking products that make good Christmas gifts, or even if you want something for yourself, you know, it's really going to a good cause.
So if you're going to buy those gifts, why not buy a gift that's going to give back to those affected with cancer?
Exactly.
Yes. And let's talk a little bit about that, because you really have some amazing products. I mean, I'm looking at you guys, and yes, you are musicians, but you're very stylish. And I'm looking at those caps or
Beanies.
Yes.
Right.
They're perfect for this time of year. They're like, they're snow hats, snow beanies. They're awesome.
And what's your, so that being said, what's your website if anyone wants to make a purchase?
KatieAnnMusic.com. There's a store right on the website. People can purchase straight from there. And I think if you get them anytime soon, we'll make sure that you can get them. You'll receive them by Christmas if it's a Christmas gift.
And we'll post the Katie Ann Music website on Western New York at Work's Facebook page and Twitter page as well. So we'll be sure to share it.
That would
with
be awesome.
Our listeners and followers.
Thank you. And we were very strategic with our coloring. We chose gray because gray is actually the color for brain cancer. And the royal blue is for Team Roswell. So The Christmas ornaments, they're totally gorgeous. They're shatterproof, so you can mail them to people. And they're royal blue with our treble clef emblem on there. And it's a white gray color. And then our t-shirts are white with the royal blue logo.
Awesome. Okay. And the treble clef, and it's on your beanies, and I'm looking at it right now. It also looks like it's an angel.
Oh, nobody's ever said that.
I see an angel in there.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Yeah, the wings right there.
The wings, and I see like almost like an angel with like long hair and a little halo.
Oh,
that's what I
see.
I thought it was an angel at first when I saw it, and then he said the treble clef, and I was like,
And that's exactly, too, the artistic expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take it and you can connect with it in many different ways. You
yeah.
know? And the same thing with music. So,
is that your design, Jeff?
No, I wish I could take credit for that, actually. I can't draw a stick figure, unfortunately. No, this is Katie Ann. This is all her.
I sketched it out and then sent it to my graphic designer, and he turned it into a logo.
Awesome.
Really, very, very awesome. Well, before we take our last and final break, can you give us another sample of your beautiful voice?
I would love to.
Yay.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Western New York at Work and its partners with a shared vision would like to share holiday greetings with you.
Hi, this is Mark Berlinski with Hunt Real Estate, and I'd like to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm Shannon Trappig, Associate Publisher for Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Stan Martin, Director of Hope Buffalo, a project of CAI Global, wishing you and your family a blessed holiday season and a happy, happy New Year.
On behalf of Western New York at Work and its partners with a shared vision, happy holidays.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work. I'm Lauren Lewis with my co-host Dale Martin. And this morning in studio, we have Katie Ann Grassi and Jeff Grassi. And they're sharing their musical talents with us and Western New York. And they're doing it for a good cause with Project Hope, a foundation they started for Roswell Park and those suffering with cancer. So, and we've had Katie's amazing voice
on air
with us this morning. So it's been awesome.
Thank you. I like Project Hope. But it's Project Joy.
Project Joy. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Did I say that once or twice?
Once. So we're good.
Okay. Phew.
So we have another project.
Project Joy.
Yeah.
Project Hope will be the remix. So.
I like it. I love a good remix.
Well, speaking of the remix.
I mean, who knows where this foundation is going to go? Because you have already done so much with it.
I think this is the beginning to something much, much bigger. We've realized Project Joy doesn't need to be just at the Christmas time, that we can also do things for other great organizations all year round, just helping families and connecting with people.
We were talking before about some like musical goals you have. What are some of those goals for coming up in the new year?
Well, we definitely want to continue on with this journey of Project Joy and see where it will take us. We definitely want to, we're working on a new album for MC Zill. We definitely want to finish that and get that out there. Because last year we released three albums for me. I released my sophomore pop album called Driven. I released a symphonic album called Wedding Music, which is for brides. And it was actually the music that we used in our wedding ceremony in 2016. And then I released an album called Sundress Covers. So we want to just get out there more. We've got so much material. We have so much product. We want to tour and get out there. But we're not going to forget our roots and where we came from. And we're so thankful for the Buffalo community. We're so thankful for all of our Project Joy sponsors, Daily Planet, Spot Coffee, Lord of Life, Start with Sleep, Heather Bellini Photography have all helped us so much with this mission. And we're even the most thankful for the ones who gave us a reason to do this, which is my husband's family. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank the Grassi family, Robert Grassi, who is battling cancer, and his wife, Anna Grassi. Yeah, we love you guys so much.
Amazing, amazing. You know what? The fastest show in radio history.
It really was.
Western New York at Work.
It was a great show, and it was a fun show. And thank you so much, Katie and Jeff, for being in studio and sharing your musical talents with us and with Western New York and sharing Project Joy.
Thank you so much, Dale and Lauren.
Thank you for being a part of our family. Enjoy today's game. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your project. Lauren, any parting thoughts?
Go Bills.
Let's go Bills.
Go Buffalo.
Hey, go Buffalo.
Give us a win.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.